Aircheckdownloads.com.
Weather.
With Noble Homes. Builders of beautiful homes.
This is Hot.
Let's do it then for Tuesday afternoon. It's a bit drizzly, dank, dark and damp. But don't worry, I've got some cracking tunes coming up. New one from Maroon 5 and a bit of Take That on the way after Getter and Sia.
This is Hot.
Take That and Shine. It's 4:09. You're listening to Hot Drive Time. My name is Rich Williams. Are you feeling quite Christmassy? It's getting there, isn't it? Like, we're on the verge now. We're nearly in Christmas week. That's how close it is. Went with my family to Cafe Nero, right, to get, like, a hot chocolate with the kids and stuff. I quite like it in those coffee shops this time of year, because they go all out with the festive stuff, you know. You can have a spiced orange hot chocolate and a cinnamon this. It's really nice. So we went there. We sat down. Cafe Nero. It's the one, if you know it, I'm near Chapel Allerton in Leeds, right? So it's the one there. And in the middle, they've got quite a few tables where you stand up. They've got, like, tall stools. So there's a few people sat on the outside, and then there's a big group of separate tables in the middle. Must have been about 20, 25 people. And we're sat there drinking our hot chocolates. And all of a sudden, at once, everyone in the middle of Cafe Nero, like a big group of them, all stood up together. Me and my wife, like, what's going on here? Anyway, from nowhere, they just started singing a Christmas carol. It was so nice. And then they all walked out. I don't know whether they were going somewhere to sing Christmas carols or they just go and do, like, flash carol singing somewhere. It was great. So if you were in that group of people, thank you, because my kids loved it. It was so Christmassy. And look out for them. This group of carol singers going around coffee shops whilst you're drinking your Frappuccino, singing carols. It was so festive, it was lovely. Getting in the mood now. Madonna's on the way after this new one from Maroon 5.
I don't wanna know, no.
Now, as of yet, unable to locate these random Christmas carol singers who just popped up at Cafe Nero and just started singing, just literally from nowhere. One minute they're having a coffee, the next minute they're stood up and they're singing a beautiful Christmas carol. But yeah, like I say, just watch out for them, because they might turn up. If they turn up where you are, Yorkshire, in your message to 82122, please. Could be in your local chippy, maybe at the pub, who knows? On the way for you, let's get really Christmassy with a Christmas song that, from memory, was in Home Alone. Going to play that for you next.
This is Hot.
Christmas is almost here.
Hot travel.
With myvoxeldealer.co.uk. Putting safety first. With a 25-point check on selected vehicles.
OK, the M1 northbound at Meadowhall Junction 34. Thanks for letting us know. Really appreciate it. And also tonight, Leeds United, Sheffield Wednesday and Halifax Town all at home. 7:45 kickoffs. If you know anything else, please call 03456 88800. Nothing says Christmas like the film Home Alone, does it?
I took a shower washing every body part with actual soap, including all my major crevices, including in between my toes and in my belly button, which I never did before but sort of enjoyed. I wash my hair with the Don't Formula shampoo and use cream rinse for that Just Wash shine. I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
And this song is from one of the best scenes on that film, Brenda Lee, Rocking Around the Christmas Tree on her.
Rocking around the Christmas tree. Who knew?
Pink and Who Knew? You are listening to Heart, it's Rich here. Why are kids so clever? This is what I don't understand. I'll give you a prime example of this, and maybe you've had a similar situation. I go to put my little girl, Daisy, to bed. It's night time, and she's 5. She's going to be 6 next week. And this is the clever thing, right? So she's into delaying tactics at the moment. So just wants bedtime to be later. That's all she wants. So I say, all right, come on, Daisy, it's late now. It's bedtime. Enough's enough. You've had your books. We've had a little chat about your day. We've spoken about what's coming up tomorrow. We've had a cuddle. It's time for bed. And she says, okay, well, can I have one more cuddle? Right, you never turn down a cuddle, do you? Fine, you can have one more cuddle. Not a problem. Now it is time for bed. I'm serious. Come on, this is getting silly now. And that's the conversation. And she goes, okay, Daddy, can I just ask you one question before I go to bed? Just one question. Okay, you can ask one question before you go to bed, but will you make it quick? Because it's bedtime. She says, yeah, I promise you. I say, fine, what's the question? How do we know there's a God? What? That's not quite the quick question I had in mind. Do you all can do this a lot? Maybe your niece or your nephew? Fair play, though. They're smarter than us. That's the thing. James Arthur on the way. And the big Christmas one from Wham is coming up right now. 4:30 on Heart. Let's get you the latest.
From Global's Newsroom, I'm Jamie Fletcher. From Global's Newsroom, you're up to date on Heart.
Stay there for Wham and Last Christmas. This is Heart, it's Rich. It's 4:34. You know what it's like. If you want to get in touch with the show, please do. Can't do it without you. Yorkshire and your message to 82122. That's how you text through. Or if you're calling and the lines are going, it's 03456 888 800. Who we got there?
Hi, Rich. It's Hayley from Hunslet.
How are you, Hayley?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, really good, thanks. Right, what can I do for you then?
I just wanted to talk to you about your daughter's delaying tactics at bedtime.
Oh, yeah, she's a sneaky little so-and-so. Do you know someone who does something similar then?
Yeah, I was looking after my nephew, Aidan, a few months ago. He wanted me to sit on his bed with him for 5 minutes while he went to sleep. So I promised to sit with him if he closed his eyes and went to sleep. A few minutes later, he sat up and went, Hayley, who was the first person on the earth and who found them?
Who was the first person on the earth and who found them?
Yeah.
They're not stupid, these kids.
No. I just said, night, Aidan.
Yeah, yeah.
There was no
yeah.
way I'd know that.
Yeah, Aidan, just shut up and go to bed, mate. All right, I want to go downstairs and watch some TV.
Yeah, no.
Love it. How do they come out with these things? It's amazing. Hayley, so nice chatting to you, and thanks for being on Hearts.
All right, thanks. Christmas, I gave
you my heart. Wham and Last Christmas. I want to sort you out with £1,000, and details of how that money could be yours is coming up very shortly. Also next, I'm going to play you a song from a lady whose tickets went on sale for her gig in Auckland in New Zealand over the last 24 hours. They sold out in 10 minutes. Do you know who I'm talking about? You're not sure? The answer is coming next. I'm going to play one of her biggest songs and also something Christmassy from Paul McCartney, both next on Heart.
The White Rose Giving Tree is on.
Aircheckdownloads.com.